VOA's Mohammed El-Shenawy this week has been discussing the Obama administration's strategy concerning ISIS or ISIL in Syria and Iraq with Shadi Hamid, a fellow at the Brookings Institution. Today, my colleague asked why Mr. Obama is opposed to heavily arming rebel forces fighting in Syria.
I doubt that. There is no domestic appetite. I think particularly if it is to fight this elusive ISIL force, which I think many Jordanians still don't have a good grasping of. They don't see the threat being near, even though the Jordanian government has been very careful in demonstrating and explaining this threat to the broader region. Jordanians, I think, are more introverted when it comes to using their domestic forces. They haven't engaged in any recent history with any military adventure, and I think that's the consensus throughout the country. There is a great deal of more local concerns with the economy and with prices and, again, closer to home types of issues that the Jordanian people would want the government to focus on and not to really invest money or blood into fighting ISIL.
How about Jordanian role in cutting funds, curtail recruiting, and providing a moderate Islamic alternative to ISIL's hateful ideology?
Well, that's obviously the, objective of every country in the region is to be able to provide a suitable narrative against ISIL. But I think also ISIL really thrives on the reality of having two governments in Damascus and Baghdad that have done everything to basically exclude much of the Sunni population. So I think to counter that, one needs to think about, both the Jordanians and others, how to create inclusive governments themselves. And that really is not an excuse to avoid democratization, but in fact to pursue it, because the more reforms and democratization within these countries, the more likely prospects of many of the local population feeling that they have a stake in their government. And that's the best way to really thwart ISIL's advance in any of these countries.
Final question. The Muslim Islamic Front and also the lower house of the Jordanian parliament are warning against any Jordanian role in the campaign against ISIL. Would such internal opposition halt Jordanian participation in the effort?
I think many of these agencies and institutions really reflect a broader feeling in the country that they don't want Jordanian troops to be involved. They don't want Jordan to be actively focusing on these external issues, that they want them to focus on domestic issues. I think that's a sentiment that's widely held throughout the country. Of course, Jordan has to balance the domestic sentiment of wanting to focus at home with the real external reality of needing an international coalition to counter ISIS. I think that can be done with further explanation by the Jordanian government of what exactly its involvement is in this effort, being transparent, and obviously continuing with democratization efforts that really promote an inclusive government at home. And again, that's the best way to thwart criticism against the government that somehow it is taking advantage of the external instability to basically repress and consolidate power against democratization internally.
Shadi Hamid, a fellow at the Brookings Institution, author of the book titled Temptation of Power. She was speaking with my colleague, Mohammed El-Shenawy.